One cold night, science and evil collide. Oh, yeah. Now, a serial killer is on the loose.
We hadn't even tested the acid on an amoeba, let alone a human cell. This is a disaster.
Welcome, welcome to Us Versus Movies. I'm your host tonight, Dustin, joined by the extravagant Kevin Beckham.
Hello, I was eating an Oreo snack treat.
I mean, I don't think they needed to know that or could tell at this exact moment, but thank you for that information,
Kevin. I was just trying to downplay my extravagant ways.
I mean, they were like, that's pretty extravagant, an Oreo cookie treat?
No, it was a Rice Krispie treat, and the Oreos got inside.
Oh, that's... It sounds like too much going on for me, but...
Yeah, not enough, actually.
Kevin, are you just not looking forward to jumping into Jack Frost 1997, rated R, hour 29 minutes, comedy... fantasy horror movie?
Yeah.
So if you haven't figured out our theme, it's Jack Frost. Movies with Jack Frost in the title, in the band, in the snow.
Get jacked this holiday season.
Get jacked. So it'll either have Jack Frost as the title or be predominantly about Jack Frost.
It's like a collective sigh of three people that are listening going, oh, so stupid. They're like,
oh, God, why?
Who's looking for Jack Frost? Anything?
No one. And that's why we're doing it. Fuck your Christmas movies. We're doing Jack Frost. He's chilling and killing.
Was this even a Christmas movie?
No. We're doing Jack Frost. I said, fuck your Christmas movies.
No, but this one, I thought like there'd be Christmas themes, and I didn't.
Well, they had Christmas trees, and that's pretty much about it.
Christmas kind of like drove through the town. It didn't stop. Yeah.
Christmas farted over the town. They were like, we got a little Christmas left over. So I did do just some random reading about this. Just I don't even know how I stumbled upon it, but because for some reason when you start to search this movie, budget comes up and my curiosity got the best of me, and the budget was so low that
low was it?
It was have you ever been to the Grand Canyon?
It's down there somewhere.
Yeah, pull out your wallet, look inside, there you go, you just made Jack Frost the first one. But I think it was Scott McDonald. No, not Scott McDonald. That's the guy who played him. Michael Cooney, who had to direct it because they could not afford to pay a director. He said that the entire budget for this movie was the same amount as catering for his second movie. So,
oh, shit.
Yeah. So, extremely low budget. Which is something I tried to keep in mind.
Oh, yeah.
But still...
That's a favorite movie.
Yeah, I guess. Or just like, hey, exposure, we're gonna...
Hey, man, can you hold these lights for me as a favor while you can see?
Yeah, I meant more of the actors. They're just doing it for a credit.
Hey, man, you know? Can I borrow a couple of bucks to pay this guy that held these lights? He didn't want to pull that favor for me.
He didn't want to pull the favor. Could someone make him... some sort of bologna and cheese sandwich, please.
Hey, I work at Subway. You told me to drop the sandwiches off. Now I hold up a fucking light for a fucking puppet that looks like a fucking oven mitt that looks like a fucking snowman. I fucking gotta go. I'm a six-ish soldier here.
It's starring people. The only person that anyone's going to just know from this is Shannon Elizabeth, who obviously went on to, you know, get some fame from American Pie. Yeah, where she actually showed her boobs, not like in this movie where she
got some side boob and some side cheek. Boob,
some legs. You were just like, yeah, I can see why someone else was like, I want to see her naked. You know, just poor Shannon. I wonder what she's doing now. Anything?
She's a six-inch soldier at Subway.
She was in Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, which is never a good sign.
Dude. So. You know what? You better mind your manners, dude. That Christopher Alport, whatever, that's the cop.
Oh, yeah, I recognize him.
I fucking love that guy. He was my favorite character in the whole movie. This dude had range.
Like, I mean,
he put up with his dumbass kid, that dumbass food he made, and he acted like he loved him. And I was like, man, you're a good dad, because I would have been like, what the fuck are you burning in that pot?
Yeah, it was Christopher Alport, is that? Well, he died, so.
Oh.
2008. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went on to do.
The sequel?
I assume. Yeah, he was definitely in the sequel. I recognized him from something, though. And I'm going to say it's probably someone else that I. thought it was, yeah. Because looking at his credits, I was like, no, I don't know him from any of this.
I enjoyed his performance in the movie. I thought he was literally the best thing about the movie.
Yeah, which is the kindest thing Kevin could say.
Yeah, man, you show up for a killer snowman, and then this sheriff comes in here and just sweeps the fucking Oscars. That's what I thought.
Yeah, 97 was a slow year for the movies.
He brought it home definitely, in all categories.
Yeah, he definitely, you know, he's you know, snubbed Leo for Titanic. That's for damn sure. So
I never saw it.
I know. I just like to set you up for that. Just as many times as Kevin can remind us, he's never seen the movie. And never will. So Jack Frost, we open. Oh, man. We open with a voiceover between an uncle and a niece.
Oh, yeah, for like 35, 45 minutes of the movie?
For about a good third of the movie. We are just here. This is a video. This was shot on video. It is very rough, and there's a lot of close-ups of things. And so it is clever. They went through and made ornaments with everyone's names of the cast and whatnot. And so you're listening to this story of this guy tell presumably who's supposed to be a little girl, a story about a murderous serial killer named Jack Frost. And the little girl is obviously just a woman pretending to be a little girl. And it's just very
spoiler.
spoiler.
As we're probably the last people that are interested on this kind of stuff on the planet that's seen this movie. You ever see Jack Frost, the killer one? Nah, man, should I? Yeah.
What about Jack Frost starring Michael Keaton? Well, he's got a band. So, you know, first what? Of all.
Real horseshit on everyone associated making their main antagonist / protagonist have the name Jack Frost. You just couldn't resist, right? You just had to just be like, call him Jack Frost. Not yeah. like... Maybe not like Jackson, like Frust or something.
Jackson Frust? People call me Jack Frost. No, they don't.
I can't say Frust, so they just call me Frost. Here's my wife, Emma Frost. No relation. Tons of relation. Look at her boobs hanging out. You ever heard of the Hellfire Club?
They're just like, boo. I mean, not the boobs part, but like.
Oh, I thought it was yelling boobs.
I mean, maybe. So, yeah, we're on this tree and basically getting this, like, backstory of this guy, Jack Frost, and we're being told he's on his way to be murdered. at the hands of the
authority. He's going to be executed.
Yeah, he's going to be executed. And so then we're punched in real close on this, like, old-fashioned paddy wagon, in a way. And there's these two cop guard people. Yeah,
they're boobs.
They're boobs. Yeah, these two boobs.
You want to know how I know they're boobs, Dustin?
Go ahead, Kevin.
Because the way they drive this fucking van. They're like, one dude's in the other dude's back pocket, peeking over his shoulder.
Because of the extreme close-up. That camera had no wide shots.
The wheel looks like it's in the middle of the van.
It does. They have one clean windshield because they put fake snow on everything else.
Like, listen, people, I know you watch these Hollywood movies, It's not that hard to drive in snow, nor is it as dangerous as Hollywood wants you to believe. It's not, like, it blows my mind.
There are car accidents, but like they're minor fender benders compared to what I see every day in LA.
You turn into the slide, okay, everyone? That's the secret. It clean
turn
your window.
Into the slide, or just don't drive like an asshole.
Clean your window off. Let the car run for maybe about 5-10 minutes, so that window defrosts a little bit, and it's not packed full of ice and snow in a comical way.
Yeah. Well, that was just the fake snow. That was
Jack Frost did it too. Jack Frost did it, and Jack Frost did it.
Which Jack Frost? I don't know which Jack Frost. Who picked these ideas? these two boobs are driving, and they make, I don't know, some snide remark towards Jack Frost. And then so we're in the back of the van, and we see a guy, and I'll admit, he had a pretty cool look. You know, he has a scar on the side of his face. He kind of has this, like, I don't know, very, very Jack Frosty look to him. Yeah, you know, he had like a pale look to him, the mascara that he had on, it worked.
Listen, I agree. The actor that portrays Jack Frost pre-Snowman, he's a real Usual Suspects kind of, like, you put him in a movie like that, he's a tad theatrical on some of his acting, which I assume he was told to be. But I really liked his presence. I really liked his delivery of lines. Granted, they were, garnished with a side of cheese. But
they were real 97 cheese.
Like, I liked
him. Some 97 cheese.
I really liked him, and I liked the sheriff. And I thought they were just very good. They were just good opposition for each other. And I wish they kind of had more one-on-one of the human time, I guess. I don't know. Like, I just, it felt like a very early comic book movie to me.
I guess. I mean, he did also do the voice for Jack all throughout the movie. So if you didn't like the rest of the performance, still the same guy. But anyway, so Jack's in the back. There's another cop. Person back there. They're not really, like, they don't really have the uniforms and stuff. That's why I keep calling them cop persons, And Jack's like, "Can I get a smoke?" And the cop's like, "How about you shut the fuck up, Jack?"
So I was like, "Whoa."
Yeah. And then Jack somehow is just like stomping on this guy's neck. He's got the cigarette and pretending to do the voice of the guy saying everything's okay to the two boobs driving. Then we meet our second vehicle, and he's driving, I think, like, experimental human acid or some shit like that. I don't know. It was very just like, I watched Darkman, and now I'm doing acid things.
I never saw that.
Darkman?
Yeah.
I mean,
it looked real stupid.
I mean, it does not hold up. Over time, so
like that whole Darkman, the Phantom. Well, what was the other one? I didn't see those.
Good, but yeah, Darkman had its charm for the time. I would not be like, hey, everyone, go watch Darkman, but especially since I think it came out either a year before this or a year after, so it's not.
Yeah, I remember it was like an ocean game, and every time I pick up a video game magazine from like the NES, it just kept pushing it on me, and I was just like, listen, fuck your game and fuck your movie.
That game. I was like, no, I don't want to play this bullshit. But yeah, so then essentially these two cars collide in the most safest, we don't have a budget to show a car collision ever. It just has them barely touch their bumpers.
You know what? This is like, they're doing Sin City before Sin City was a movie.
Yeah, but
that's what it felt like to me. And I kind of dug it.
I know, I do kind of agree with that, but only in this beginning part. Yes. After that, then it's like, oh. I wish it kind of kept that same charm.
Yeah, it's that the genetic research truck with the chemicals in it. And
yeah, there it is, genetic research truck. Like we just fucking write that on the truck.
Yeah,
genetic research vat of human goo.
Yeah, it's very trauma, I should say, type of.
Yeah. So the trucks have collided. Only one boob is alive. Jack Frost is fine. Somehow this one boob has got Christmas lights wrapped around his neck. I did not understand
where the light
came from. If there was some other take.
I was like, was that in the cab of the car? We couldn't see it because all the ice or the transport truck.
The huddling together.
It was weird. I thought they were just kind of supposed to remind me Christmas. I didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It was strange. And so, and then Jack is like, we could do this the easy way or the hard way. And then suddenly the truck with the genetic research material explodes. And he's like, this is going to fucking hurt. And he gets sprayed with the genetic material. And he begins just melting, kind of okay looking melting.
No, it's cool. They have like a prosthetic skeleton and you kind of see the layers of him melting.
Yeah.
And he's just like melting into the snow. And every time they do like this cut, they show you different like stages of the melting on the skeleton. I was really impressed. I was like, hey guys, I know you got zero to no budget. And I think you really, like you said earlier, you were really creative with what you had.
Yeah. And then we see like cartoon blood, I guess. And then little ice spikes pop out of it. And then Jack Frost is back to reforming himself as a snowman.
So you're seeing like Jack's DNA get into the snow and they mix and they just start, you know, reverse engineering the snowmanness. The best part of this, Dustin, and I laughed out loud, is boob driver number one is just staring. This all happens in like the span of 15 seconds. And the boob guy has just watched it all happen as Jack melts the flesh off his bones. And he just no-sells it. He just sits there. He's not terrified. He's not horrified that this mass serial killer is being struck down with this chemical that's burning the flesh from the searing pain, the screams, the smell. He just watches it, like, nonchalantly.
Very nice. Does he remember he has a gun at some point and shoots him? I can't remember if that was before he reformed or after.
Yeah, he does, because Jack's talking all that shit. Because actually, yeah, the explosion of the truck, there's a little bit of a tension built into that. And then that's kind of like the explosion just sends everything. But yeah,
the driver, you had a gun. Why were you afraid? Just shoot the guy without the gun. Idiot. Yeah. But yeah, he just totally just watches it and just like
unamused, like it was almost like they didn't tell him.
Hey, he's in such a state of shock that he's just like, nothing can shock me now. I just rolled a truck and lived and woke up with fucking Christmas lights around my neck.
Oh, by the way, man, when we do this scene, act like something spooky's going on, because we're gonna do like the whole transformation scene. Oh, stare into the fucking wild blue yonder.
Jack. Stare up and don't look away. And then we're just like, do we cut to the family, to the cop and his family?
Yeah, because they're driving in the car and they're just like, hey, Dad, are we almost back? And he's like, yeah, I got 20 minutes there, kiddo. Great, because I'm going to make you some slop in a bag.
Well, then it's he goes into kind of the cop's backstory. It's after midnight. And so his wife's trying to reassure him. She's like, he's gone forever. And then he flashes back to when he arrested Jack Frost, which was kind of anticlimactic. He just finds this guy that's kind of like pissing on the road. And then he just arrests the guy. And the guy's just like, you made a mistake, buddy.
Yeah. Like, and they kind of allude to that, like this small town cop got this big score of getting Jack Frost. And he just kind of lucked into it. But he's a hero. He's like, oh, I'm no hero. I was just doing my job, right?
I don't like people peeing on the side of the fucking road. That's just disrespectful.
Well, plus he was parked like an asshole, so he was probably checking on him. And then you're just like, all right, this guy looks like a fucking asshole. I better fucking pull the jammy on him. And so the cops are real humble and stuff, but it did kind of shake him. I'm not sure if it's this scene or coming up where he remembers him being arraigned and he's coming down the court.
Oh, no, it's the same scene. It's the same scene, yeah.
Dude. He does, like, the Stephen Medell guy or whatever that does, or Scott McDonald as Jack Frost, when he comes down, I'm going to get you. I was like, dude, he's going to get you.
it's very believable. You understand what this cop is.
It's so good. Like, I was just like, I'm all in. This feels very comic booky. I can name 20 comic book movies that you guys are performing fucking circles around right now. So
Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four number two. Yeah. Fantastic Four the reboot.
Like, more of this, please.
Daredevil, Elektra, Ghost Rider, Ghost Rider 2. Yeah, I mean, it's a good scene. It gives you just this little backstory, you know, and expresses why the cop's kind of, you know, a little on edge, per se. And then they drive by the scene, and he's like, hey, I'm local law enforcement. And the guy's like, get the feds, now, keep moving. He's like, oh, okay. Doesn't even bother finishing his sentence. It's just like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here. So,
yeah, he was like, fucking A.
And then we meet Agent Manners, who I can only assume is a play on the fact that he has no manners. So, and they're like, we got one witness for you to talk to. This is probably my favorite scene of the whole fucking movie. He goes over to the boob driver who's still alive. And he's like, I want to talk to you.
With the Christmas decorations.
And the boob driver holds up his hand for him to, like, pick him up or something.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what are you doing? And he just walks away, as he should. And then the guy just keeps his arm up, stands up, and follows after him. And I was like, what is this? What's happening?
The comedy.
Yeah. I was like, I guess I'm supposed to fucking laugh at that. I don't know.
I was like, what is this asshole doing here?
Yeah, I'm like, it instantly caught my attention. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I was like, get off the fucking ground and talk to this man.
So, and then he kind of just, like, walks him through, and he's like, you know, keep this shit quiet, blah, 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 blah. All right, let's just get to the town. It's the next morning. The wife's listening to the news about how they don't know what happened to Jack Frost. And then this is where the kid is making him. It looks like s'mores.
It looks like mud with, like, raisins.
It does. It's like mud with raisins. But you can only see s'mores ingredients, like chocolate and graham crackers. But you're still just like, who just let this annoying child?
I was like, where's your mom? And then I saw her, and I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mom's just letting them just waste just gallons of something.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I had to deal with that kid, I probably would, too. I'd just be like, do whatever. I don't even fucking care. You suck so bad. Like, when he's bullied later on, I was like, this is well-deserved, I feel like.
Yeah, I want to get on some of that bully action.
Yeah, it's just like, okay. So yeah, he's like, all right, I gotta go. And the kid gives him this Ziploc baggie of just disgusting.
But he's like being a good dad. He's like, yeah, man, pile it in there. You know he's gonna throw it in the trash the second he fucking gets in clearance. And like, if your kids made you something, you'd be like, yeah, this is like horse shit. And then you're like, hey, daddy, did you eat it? I loved it. You burned it at the fucking stake.
This is fucking great. So I love the way it killed me.
So, I love the way it shut my heart down.
Yeah. And so he just thought he's off. He stops by the town, which is, you know, essentially just two buildings, because they're like, we don't have anything else to show, okay? And then proceeds to introduce everyone that's going to be murdered, basically, is the one and only point of this scene. He goes through, he meets this very...
Wait, hold on. This is like the town square part, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's at the town square. Dude, Dustin, you're glossing over some stuff, man. He comes into it, and there's these guys building snowmen in the street?
That's what I was getting. I'm literally at that part. I was about to talk about that part.
I will say, there's some perplexing things in this movie. I think we mentioned earlier it's kind of low budget. I will say there's some very innovative, there's some very cordial to the audience camera work done by Michael. There's competency where he's putting that camera a lot of the times that I think will just get glossed over because everybody's looking at the Waka Waka or the cringe or the low budget or looking at the snowman. Like, some of it's like film school 101, but some of the shots I was like generally impressed. I was like, okay, that's a good tracking shot, bro. Like, Look at you go. Look at that snowman movie made. Look at you. That's all I got to say. There's some really, I don't know, no one probably else noticed but me, but I was like, hey, there's some interesting shots here when he just didn't turn stick, hold the shot. You know what I mean? I was impressed.
No, I mean, that's a crazy thing is that it's so competently shot that it just blew my mind. I was just like, I can't really bag on it from a technical aspect at all because of how.
No.
And then that's why I talk about, like, I could tell they couldn't show a collision. So they did, they cheesed it up because they could do that. They could make it make sense, you know, for their world and their story. They could do that. This, you know, same thing. I mean, there's so many, like, there's just so many times where it's just like, okay, like they used the shot they had and they made it competent and work for the movie.
Yeah. Necessity, the mother of invention, right? So I was like, I was shocked on like really how well done it was.
Yeah. I mean, it's, but so we're at this snowman building competition.
Dustin, it's in the road. What was in that?
They only place they have, Kevin.
Dustin, go to, like, you've built a snowman in your life. Yes. You go to the grass. You go to where the snow is.
Well, there was no...
There was a guy wheelbarrowing the snow in there, and it looked hot as fuck.
That's because they keep mentioning that it just snowed and that, you know, there's all this snow. And this movie was definitely filmed over the course of several days because... sometimes there is snow and a lot of times there's no snow. So, and this is a no snow time, in the town square, and the snowmen are made of foam. The angry dad, as I'm going to call him, because I don't even remember his name and he sucked, has his snowman covered. And I guess the sheriff is in charge of, I don't know, talking to everyone in the competition. So
he's that guy's a 5-time champion. That's why he had it covered.
So it's the angry dad's entire family. So we meet his wife who makes excuses for him. And I was just like, she's getting beat. This is a cry for help movie.
No. She's like, when I was a young girl, we used to do this. And he just kind of looks at her like, give me the ribbon. And I was like, hey, dude. I think she's a little slow. You can't be talking to her like that. That's not okay.
No, he's a raging asshole.
But he's really good at everyone.
Yeah, he's really good at it, but like especially to his wife, you're just like, damn, dude. Fucking damn.
Dustin, do you think with the whole excitement that we're putting back into the Jack Frost franchise of characters of just excitement?
Which ones?
All of them. Oh, you think Marvel's going to dust off their 1941 creation of Jack Frost and finally give him his own standout film?
I mean, I hope so. Or if anything, if we could see the Fables Jack series, because...
That's actually really good.
It's actually really good, yeah, because he's every Jack, like Jack Frost, Jack B. Nimble, you know, Jack and the Beanstalk. He's all the Jacks, so you're just like, ah, that's real good. That would be great. I'd prefer that over the Marvel touching anything with Jack Frost in it. So it's just such a, you know, license free or public domain name that everyone's just like, oh, I got a Jack Frost something or another, and everyone goes, no one wants to hear it or see it or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just use this scene to meet the characters, and then we meet Tommy. He's got a joke. Or no. No, Tommy's got the joke first. About snow. What's the difference between snowmen and snow women? Snowballs.
Whoa! Ayo!
Tommy. And then Sheriff goes over and meets Tommy's dad, who is just the relentless, constant salesman who tries to tell him the same joke. And he's just like, no, I don't want to hear your son already told me the joke. I don't care. And he's off to the sheriff's office, where he promptly throws away his son's bag of gruel, only to take like 2 steps away and hear a voiceover of his son going, But dad, I made it with love.
Yeah, he's being a good dad, man. He can't throw away. Like, it would just beat him up. He couldn't sleep at night knowing the bag gruel was out front of his job.
So he fishes it out of the trash can, and he does the next best thing. He just puts it back in his car.
I'm not eating it. I just can't throw it away quite yet.
What's the difference? What's the difference? It's going to go bad in his car? Or
Dustin, it was bad when the kid made it.
I definitely agree. Like, it
had nowhere to go to be bad. It was bad from the jump.
Like, I don't know who made that, but they were very successful in making the most disgusting looking movie food I've ever seen. Like, ever.
It's, that should have been my giveaway. I was like, we're going to see this gruel bag again.
That's the thing is, like, it's so just, like, dumb that I didn't even think about it until, like, so much later in the movie where I was like, oh, wait, there's the bat. Oh.
When that gimmick came back around, I was like, this is literally brilliant. This is literally a Rosebud moment because I fucking was like, I forgot.
I mean, even though they were like, we need to add a voiceover, people need to know that gruel is important. So, and then when you hear what's in the gruel, you're just like, Jesus Christ, that kid is a fucking murderer.
I just thought, where was your mother?
Just not giving. I told you, man. Not giving up. She's like, if I had to deal with him for like 30 more seconds, I swear to God.
That kid's blocked out at age 3, so he was like,
surprised she didn't drive him into the fucking river, okay? And left him there while she swam away to safety. So, but he goes inside. We meet the best secretary ever. She's got fucking 80s hair for days.
Dude, she's Ghostbusters. What do you want? Yeah,
totally. She's like Ghostbusters with a little more fuck you because she
a lot I think more she fuck actually, you.
Yeah, a lot more fuck you. He starts just having his own conversation, and then she gives him a face like he's like, Jesus, what's her fucking name? Like Marla or some shit?
She gives him a face like Marcia. Fuck the police.
No, Marla. No, it is Marla. Yeah, Marla. I was right. And, she just holds up and he's like, did someone die? And then she holds up a memo, like a notepad thing that says, like, to Sam from Marla, somebody died. And I was just like, oh, God. I was like, that's a great movie. That's great. And then they're just off to see Old Man Harper. And that was a pretty good death. I mean, it didn't make any sense with everything else we saw later, but it's like this frozen plastic old man.
It was cool. It was a cool little whodunit kind of like, ooh, what are we getting into?
And we meet Deputy One and Deputy Two, and they're funny dipshits because one's kind of just talking about shit that has nothing to do with the case and eating, and then the other one's kind of just, I don't know, he seems like a lovable doof. So. Dude,
another great shot, though, when the scene, where they're kind of analyzing the body. They're all in this three-way shoulder-to-shoulder shot behind
the
dead body's perspective. Close. Yeah, and the chair is just still rocking, like it's all creepy and stuff. And then the sheriff looks over and says, hey, man, you want to stop doing that? And he's like, I'm sorry.
Back in the fucking chair.
And then I was like, okay, I get you, movie. You're smart. It's smart enough to know. It could be stupid funny, cheeky funny, have a little bit of wit in there. And I was like, okay, game on.
You know, so they're just like, all right, you know, we don't know how we died, whatever. Let's wait for the coroner. Go start looking, you know, check the hotel, see if we have any, like, drifters. And, yeah, just kind of like usual cop shenanigans in a way. And then I think at this point, don't we cut back to the house?
The kid's building a snowman, right?
Well, he was going to, and I think the mom comes back, and the snowman's there, and she's just like, hey, what's up with that fucking giant snowman? He's like, I didn't build a snowman. She's like, well, here, it needs, you know, it needs eyes and nose and all that stuff, and so the kid's like, okay, I'll just go out and stand on a trash can and fucking do that, you know? I don't remember building, like, a 8-foot fucking snowman, but, yeah, Rome wasn't built in a day either. Maybe I just got drunk and forgot. I'm a dumb kid.
They're like, what? Just build a snowman, kid. Shut up.
I can't even fucking deal with you right now.
Kid talks a lot.
I'm going to fucking take some Vicodin, and Mama's going to take a mommy nap, okay? You just go.
Vicodin red wine for mom.
Yeah, she's like, see you on Christmas. So he goes and he gives Jack our, you know, distinguished features. Because before, Jack just kind of had a, just like a blankish face with like caved in eye socket, you know, like eye socket looking skeletal things. I don't know how to describe that. Eye cavity. There we go. Knew it'd get there. And so he gives him a smile and you see the phone. Cavity. It looks pretty good. Yeah, the socket cavity.
Yeah, you had it right the first time. You just kept going.
Whatever. I know. I panicked and I was just like, I don't know what I'm saying. It's the eye thing. People are gonna know. gives him some horrible eyebrows and puts his hand in his mouth a lot.
Yeah.
To where you were like, oh, I get it. You want me to think that he's gonna like bite the kid's hand off, I guess. I don't know. But then it just started getting weird where I was
I had to check the rating when he kept doing that hand thing.
Yeah, I was just like, what are you doing? Why do you keep doing it? Please stop. Now I'm starting to get uncomfortable. Please.
Or jealous. I can't tell.
I can't tell. I mean, I think Jack was liking it because Jack was like, all right, kid, I got you. I got you on this one. The neighbor's son, who's like 25, comes over and just starts picking on this poor kid. And he's just like, hey, you're in the fucking black ice zone. And he's like, but my snowman's here. He's just like, I don't fucking give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Starts razzing him hard. The other kids are just like,
almost too hard, one might say.
Yeah. It's a bit much. I mean, I'm like, that's his driveway. And he's like, but my dad's a sheriff. He's like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'm the law.
You gotta have some big frosty balls to be sweating the sheriff's kid.
Yeah, sweating the sheriff's kid and fucking up his yard like 4 days before Christmas. You're just like, bring it.
That borders on disrespect.
Yeah.
Real folk authority vibe in this town.
You know, as good as a performance as the cop gives, I would still kind of be like, fuck that guy. And his weird fucking kid. So, which apparently was a thing. Everyone was like, no, kid, no, something's not right with him. He's killing birds or something in the forest. I don't know. I don't trust it. But so then the kids start sledding. They're doing some very powerful sledding. And then the snowman trips the bully. And the bully falls. And the bully gets his head cut off by a sled because they're doing powerful sledding. And then everyone's just like, ah! And then the sheriff is just putting snow over the snow-covered blood.
Yeah, I laughed. I was like, I was like, is this a crime scene now?
Yeah, he was just like, oops, no one wants to look at this anymore.
So, here's some snow. The sled's going like 800 miles an hour, and it decapitates the bully kid, and the head starts rolling. I was kind of discombobulated on this, on how
it happens very fast.
The head, the placement, the sled, the speed. I was like, Bob.
Sled just goes right over the neck, cuts it smooth.
Yeah.
You know, just goes through all of that, you know, stuff, the bone, you know, the arteries. The muscles, you know, everything that's supporting our heads, you know, our 8-pound heads, it's just supporting it.
Little execution in our sled.
This sled is just like, nah, I got a fucking murder in my heart. So,
as you should this time of year.
Yeah. And so the father, who's the next door neighbor, who's also angry dad, is just like, something's fucking wrong with your boy. And he's just like, hey, leave him alone. It's not his fault. And he's just like, that's great. He's like, I have to go fucking figure out where to bury my son.
I was like, touche. Christmas.
It was just like, well.
Could be canceled.
And then the wife is just like, sorry, he's not usually like this. It's not every day our son's murdered.
Yeah, I was like, did the wife, is she still in the scene right now?
Yeah, she kind of was. And, but then we got to wait for nightfall before we get to more murdering. I think at some point the sheriff calls the FBI and tries to get
more
information on Jack.
Because the sheriff has a direct line to the FBI's line, and they all just kind of work off the same line because, you know, movies.
Yeah, I mean, like you don't need to complicate it. Like, He's got the inside track, Kevin.
No, I get it. That's like, I respected it, and... Yeah.
Yeah, so... and so now we're at Angry Dad's house still. And he's very angry. And his wife is like, can we turn the lights on to the Christmas tree? And he's just like, our son's body isn't even cold. And you want more festivities?
Dude, I was like, this guy's killing it right now. He belongs in like a Hallmark movie. He's got so much like quick to anger, passion.
Yeah, it's like, it's understandable, but he's still such a dick about everything.
Yeah, his son just died. It might have been the, yeah, she's very out to lunch. Yeah. So then I was like, is she playing someone with special needs? Performances? Everyone's nailing it right now.
So he's like, I gotta go smoke my pipe outside.
And, not before then, his daughter comes downstairs.
Oh, yeah. This scene was, I'm not gonna lie, was a little uncomfortable. Because he's just like, where do you think you're going, you fucking whore? And she's just like, I don't care. I don't want to be here. You suck, eat a dick, old man. But he's like,
not verbatim. Really? Everyone.
Huh?
That was not verbatim.
No, it was close, though. And he's just like, the way he's shaking her, I really felt like he was not happy to be working with her.
I thought Jack Frost was an analogy for a bad father that beats his daughter. Maybe like, he murdered the son.
I was like, is Jack Frost about to become an anti-hero? Because Jesus Christ.
Is Jack Frost the Punisher?
Yeah. I mean, because that kid was a bully. The dad sucks. I mean, his first two deaths, I was kind of like, I don't know, Jack seems like an okay guy, you know? I was like, maybe I need some more backstory on all these people that he killed.
Well, dude, Jack was like, I'm going to be the only heel in this fucking federation. You other guys.
You guys yeah, he's like, I'm going to give you guys the quickest baby face turn ever. Yeah, ever.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so Shannon Elizabeth's like, I'm out.
I'm going to go have sex with my boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm going to go get some dick, you know? Because I'm a teen, and that's okay. That's the time to do it, all right? Catch those D's before they got the STDs, all right? There. Wow.
Is that on the shirt?
I mean, it should be, probably. So, it's just good life advice.
Anybody out there want to make some Us Versus Movies t-shirts? And we'll put that on the back. Catch those D's before you get the STDs. It's funny because we say D twice.
Shut up, Kevin. Dick. Anyway, so the dad's out smoking. This scene bothered me because then the dad's just like, all right, I know I was great as an angry actor, but watch me just kind of pretend not to look at the snowman talking to me for the whole scene.
Yeah, like, as good as they are as with camera work and stuff like that, I was like, you should have moved the camera around so we thought maybe someone was coming from behind the barn or off to the side or on the roof. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. So, yeah, so Jack's just, like, talking to him. Real healing it up. He's just
getting kind of crass, and
yeah, he's very crass.
I'm surprised he didn't say anything about the dead kid. Just really dig in.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that would have been too much, even for Jack. You know,
I don't know, dude. Because
I'm just joking. probably didn't make the cut. They were like
that. I would believe.
Have to say the F word that many times when talking about that dead kid. I mean, shit, dude. We're gonna have to cut that part. He's like, I was in the moment. And so then the dad gets an axe, and then I'm trying to remember how he dies. The snowman moves, and he shoves the axe down his throat. They're just you thought we were going to cut his head off or something. But no, we're going to put an entire axe down his mouth.
That was weird. I didn't know what to make of that one. And it was just the handle first, so the blade's hanging out of his mouth. Yeah. And I was like, it didn't go through the back of his skull? Did the handle go down his throat?
Yeah, I was like, why did this kill him instantly?
Yeah, that one was a bit not good.
I'm going to say that the deaths were... at times interesting, but you could feel the most budget restraint on them.
Right.
Because then Jack goes inside, and there's water on the floor, and the mom is just like, oh, if I've told that man 100 times, I've told him 10,000 times. Don't get fucking ice on my wood floors. And then Jack shows up behind her and then just bashes her head into ornaments and chokes her out with Christmas lights.
Yeah, every time she comes up from being slammed into the ornaments, her face is a little bloodier. There's a little more ornaments like dug into her. And you're right. This is where they're kind of like, they're trying to pinch pennies. They're trying to give you some cool kills, some very festive, what would Jack do type kills.
Yeah.
And yet they still wanted to try to feed the crew that day.
They're like, not well, but you know.
Hey, man. Party subs.
It was a bring your own lunch affair.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So now the mom is dead as well. And I believe
fucking ruined Christmas, Jack.
Yeah, like and the daughter's just out there. She's just out there catching D's. Doesn't even know her entire family's dead. She's an orphan, and possibly next.
It happens to the best of us. You're out there catching some D, and then you come home, and your family's dead,
and you're an orphan. You know, you chose the D life.
Yeah,
and so just happened. You know. Happened to Bruce Wayne. Just out there catching D's, came back an orphan, you know? And so now the police are there, the sheriff's there. He's just like, we got a lot of dead bodies. Or maybe, no, wait, I'm sorry. Does the FBI show up before that? I think maybe the FBI.
Let's see.
Because they go to the house with the FBI. Yeah, so I think he goes back, and then the FBI is there, and that's when he starts having this kind of battle of wits with the FBI agent and Marla.
Because that's when they put the curfew on, right? Because they're just like, it's happening at night. We gotta get all the townspeople, gather them all, and hide them.
Yeah, but I think they definitely go see those bodies first, though.
Mm-hmm.
So they see the death, and they're just like, hey, you know, because I remember the coroner's like, oh, I got the key. Or he had the key, so how'd they get into the house? And then the agent comes out and makes up some bullshit. And he's like, oh, yeah, we confirmed your theory of them breaking in the house or whatever.
Hmm.
You know, they find her dead. The salesman, the relentless salesman, comes in and finds the body. Like, he's just like making house calls of like, hey, I got your fucking salt. And then Jack's just like, hey, you little fuck, come back here. And he's just like, ah.
Well, yeah. Well, because they kind of like, then he gets away, right? Because he ends up doing that to the sheriff's house.
Yeah. Like he did that to the sheriff's house, and then he just like runs away. And then Jack's like, just chasing him down this road, like this, some just random ass road that they're like, you will see this road again.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just kind of get through this part because I don't remember exactly how it happens. But yeah, so they see the scene. They put the town on curfew. He sends the deputies up, kind of splits them out to go check on calls and different things. And so then now they're all huddled into the church. He's doing this real rah, rah, rah speech. Like, the townspeople are fucking eating it up. And it sounds like someone's being beaten to death outside. And you're just like, what is happening?
Yeah, the townspeople were just really ready for just... They went to mob rule very quickly.
Yeah, very, very quickly. We see the priest turn up the furnace, like, several times. Like, well, we're going to see this scene several times.
Is that the same scene? Because I know they were going to... That was when they wanted to build the trap, right?
Well, they used that same footage later on. They did not reshoot that scene.
I wouldn't have either. Looked like a waste of time.
And they just kept showing him opening the furnace more and more and more. But, yeah, he opens it, and he's just like, ah, did the Lord's work today? And then, so then the cop's like, who the fuck is beating people's asses outside? And they go, and it's the relentless salesman, and he's just punching all of the snowmen in the snowman competition. He's just punching all their heads off. He's like, that's a snowman. That's a snowman.
I like in these snowman movies, like someone just has to get really traumatized.
By snowman.
Yeah. Like, yeah. By the snowman, not hurt or killed, just traumatically scarred for life, where just the idea of frozen precipitation just triggers them.
I mean, this guy's very triggered. He does not take out or reveal the 5-time champ snowman. I don't know if we ever actually see the 5-time champ snowman.
Yeah, they just hold it. They just pulled that carrot over our heads.
Yeah, it's fucking outrageous. And so they arrest him. They take him back.
As they should.
As they should. And then they forget about him until he's convenient for the movie.
As they should.
As they should as well. And then so now the sheriff is kind of like showing how he's, it might be a small town cop, but he's the cop that knows the town. And the agent's like, we're going to have people here and blah, blah, blah. And they laugh at him. They're just like, we're in the mountains and there's snow. Like, no one's getting so, up here.
You see how those other assholes drive earlier? They ain't making it. No one drives in snow in movies.
Yeah, he's like, well, we'll get a helicopter. And they're like, oh, with these fucking high winds? I don't think so. And he's just like, all right, well, we need a fucking barricade. We can't let this guy out.
We're trapped.
And he's just like, oh, yeah, well, fucking the blockade's bullshit because the priest knocked down a fence over here. He could get through the fence. I was like, I'm pretty sure you can get through a lot of places. This is a very open map, okay? And you have like four people that can check on him, and all four of you are in the same office right now. Who's at these roadblocks? No one. No.
Yeah, they had big plans and small town ideas.
Yeah, they did. And I think at this point,
so this point, Jack's outside, right? He's trying to get in, and they're going to like fortify everything. And there's a lot, like, I mean, we can't recount them all, but there's a lot of like great one-liners in this movie, and every character is real cocksure when they talk to each other. Yeah. Like, you know, lock and load. He's like, what's this place made out of? He's like, titanium, lead, and a bunch of fucking USA all day. And you're like, what? Why is everyone so cool right now? Like the agent and the sheriff, they kind of have the most kind of like real witty, catchy banter. While it's not all home runs, the delivery, especially from the sheriff, he kind of won me over. Like, he's a caring dad, and he's the sheriff that put away Jack Frost, but it still just haunts him, because they kind of dip into that and in and out, that he still just haunts him to this day. Like, it wasn't like which was kind of weird, because I figured if it was like an epic showdown and he just escaped with his life, like Jack was his, you know, toughest assailant he's ever brought in, you know what I mean? Like it's
something other just like randomly arresting the guy, yeah, and him being like, you made a mistake, I'll get you.
Like, yeah, okay. I was like, dude, you made a mistake, you should have stepped off to the road to take a piss instead of just hanging out where the cop could see you.
Yeah, you wanted to feel that breeze a little too bad.
Oh, that Pecker T's breeze, that always happens. You get your pecker out,
go ahead.
The breeze teases, and you just kind of like, you know, no, stand there for a little too long, and then you get arrested
for all those murders you committed.
Oh yeah, and the murders.
Yeah. So I think at this point, then we see the deputy get killed, and we've learned that Jack can essentially materialize himself into water and then back into ice. So that's how he's breaking into places. And then, so we see the deputy get killed. Jack's driving the cop car.
Wait, no, dude. Because they're trapped in the police station, right?
No. Well, they go back to the police station like 3 times, though.
Oh, I see.
Before we start the police station part, the deputy gets killed. And then we're at the police station because he drives the car to the police station. And they're like, oh, so-and-so's back. And they're like, oh, that's not him. And then that's when Jack breaks in. And then, yeah, they're trying to.
How did the deputy die?
I think he ran over him.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I really can't remember. It was very anticlimactic. I think he is.
Yeah, you're right. He gets run over by the police cruiser, right? Or no?
Yeah.
The deputy Pullman or whatever.
Yeah, because I know he goes to get like a shovel or something from the trunk, and then he's just in the car, and then he's just like, boop, I got you. So, but yeah, then he shows up at the police station. That's when they're like, all right, we got to get out, you know, so like, we got to get out of here.
And then it cuts to the daughter, right?
She's in between. She's when they're setting up to face him. So, because that's when, we have to tease the hair dryers some more before. Because everyone in this movie uses a hair dryer.
That's the thing, dude. If there's a snowman sweating you, fucking hair dryer. They got nothing.
Hair dryer. Like, you'll see a lot of hair dryers.
Hair dryer.
Yeah, so we do the escape scene where they're running from him for whatever reason. He's taking too long. They hair dryer him for a minute, and that hurts. And then they're trying to get away, but he left his keys, and they're setting up. What are they setting up exactly? Oh, aerosol cans to blow up.
Yeah, well, it's so funny because they all go back to the back towards the cells, and he's like, do you got any aerosol? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, we got a bunch. He even says it. Like, yeah, we got way too many.
It's the only thing in this fucking cleaning cabinet.
And dude, they start dropping them. They're all slippery. And I'm like, dude, are these like got pig grease on them or something? Because you guys can't hold them for shit.
And they're just like spraying. Like, they just jam it to where they're just spraying in the fucking air.
They tape them down. I'm like, listen, man.
You guys do a lot of arson in this town?
I get it. You cover your mouth. But dude, that would fuck your eyes up. Like,
yeah.
Like, you can't see in there. But his keys are still in the door. Jack's melting down. He's changing his molecular structure for the umpteenth time, and he's going
very slowly this time.
It's all very slowly. When he has a transition from a fucking gas to a solid to a liquid.
Like, well, just when the cop's around, it's like he gets nervous. He's like, no, I don't want him to see me like this. I want him to fear me. And so there's this very long transition of pulling the key out, then he drops it in the water.
A lot of great shots. There's a good reflection shot off of the water, like basic filmmaker 101, the top-down shot. But it's all just very slow. It's too slow.
And unnecessary. It's just really unnecessary. You know, we didn't even need this key thing. So then Jack grabs him, and he's just like, I got to get out of here. Run. And then the guy that was originally punching snowmen grabs him. He's just like, hey, you got to get me the fuck out of here. He's like, oh, shit. Like, they were just going to blow this guy up.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing, right? They want to blow it up to kill Jack in the explosion. There's this, I don't know, 6x8 window in the back that has a padlock on it that they don't want to shoot out or smash out. They want to go get the keys.
Yeah, it was like, break the fucking window.
Yeah.
What it was the fuck?
And I was like, man, if it was bars or something.
Yeah.
And I would have been like, okay.
He's gently tapping it with his gun. I was like, what are you doing?
I don't want my gun to go off. It's like I know it's low budget. There's a lot of scenes where they try to build tension and make the bad guy very, you know, powerful, very unwieldy.
Oh, he's goddamn unstoppable.
Yeah.
Fucking stoppable.
But they're trying to create that sense of urgency and stuff. And it kind of falls flat because the water is slow. I get it. It's a comedy. But they treat it very, very seriously. So I will give the actors that. Everyone plays it through and through. They're on the level with it. And that's why I think it comes off really well. But yeah, it needs to be a little quicker on those moments.
Yeah. So they finally get out. They blow it up. It does not stop Jack. So they're just like, okay, we need to come up with a new plan. And we have a scientist guy who's kind of like explaining Jack and what he's going through and why he has these powers and everything.
Yeah, the agency's teamed up with him because he's responsible for that genetic truck.
Yeah.
Because basically this guy was moving this product through the truck. A truck that's apparently just, you know, explodes when you knock it over.
Yeah, the most well-protected truck ever.
And so, what was the... Was it like a genetic secret of...
Water has memory type of thing. And so it's like, oh, what if you could, like, put your memories into water? essentially.
Because the human soul actually exists, and this is the proof of it, and you could use it to contain the DNA and stuff. Of, you know,
real fucking deep. For a killer snowman movie.
Yeah, I mean, in the middle of his monologue, he got the fucking goddamn Nobel Prize and shit, the fucking Pulitzer, a fucking Oscar, an Emmy. He got a Tony, a Grammy. They gave him everything.
He fucking got a Grand Slam, too. He's just like, I'm real good at tennis, you know? So he's got the green jacket from the Masters. He's like, I'm doing it all. I'm doing it fucking all. Yeah, everything. I was just like, all in 1 year.
What the fuck?
Best year of my life. And then, so then, like, they get out. They, you know, they're like, okay, fuck, we gotta get out of here. They're like, let's regroup at the church type of thing. And then we go to the daughter. We have, like, a kind of a scare with the wife. She went to go get blankets, more blankets for everyone because the church is cold and the furnace is, like, a million years old and won't turn up or whatever. And
so they get turned up.
Yeah, so they're just like, get more blankets, you know, real, real caring. Like, no one else can go home and get blankets, just the sheriff's wife. And she finds, like, a leaky sink, and then another deputy shows up. Because you're real like, oh, boo scare type shit. Of like, oh, they're going to die. And no, they're not.
Well, yeah, the movie just showed you Jax just sweats out all this water.
Yeah. And then Shane Elizabeth and Tommy go into the sheriff's house. Because they have limited locations. And she's like, let's do it. And he's like, in the sheriff's house? Are you great? I was like, listen, Tommy, I've seen the rest of this town. Shut the fuck up and get in there, all right?
See the rest of this town. Shut the fuck up
and get in there.
Get your ass to town square and fuck on those snowmen.
Fuck on those snowmen something, okay? And then I will admit, I laughed. It's so dumb and ridiculous. They start to get undressed, and of course they have like 18 layers of snow gear on. And they finally get undressed, and for whatever reason, Shannon Elizabeth's like, I gotta go blow dry my hair for like 25 minutes while you get killed, Tommy.
Fred Zode.
Yeah, she's like, I like wine and chocolate or something, and then he opened champagne. I was like, what are you doing, Tommy? You're
fucking blowing it, dude.
Like, and he's just like, ugh, this tastes gross. I'm like, that's because it's not the right thing, and both taste gross, but that's neither here nor there.
Probably that's not what she wanted, man. You gotta get her. You gotta get her sensual parts moist, and that ain't doing it.
That ain't doing it. You show her champagne. She asked for wine. Nah, no. Like, you just struck out, champ. You just took off all those layers of clothing for nothing.
Well, what it was is they probably were getting down to the itsy bitsy teeny weenies, and she saw his itsy bitsy teeny weenie, and she was like, you know what? I gotta go take that shower head and massage my hoo ha. Because that ain't cutting it, Chief.
No, she blow dry. She's using a blow dryer.
That was just for the snowman.
Yeah. Well, then, so Jack comes in. This guy's ice picking a fucking freezer forever. I was like, who froze over that freezer? That is horrible. Your fridge is dying. And then Jack puts some icicles through Tommy. It's a decent kill. Like, they make a little brain kind of like pulsate through the other side of the door, and you're
but
like,
no brain freeze joke, you know?
Yeah, where was they had enough on the nose jokes like that, Kevin. They were like, no, skip that one.
And that was the problem. Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's going to turn into a love hate relationship with Mr. Frost, because I want to say every time he's in snowman form, he doesn't shut up. Like,
he does not.
If he's getting paid by the line, he literally just crippled this movie financially.
Yeah, he's like, all right, well, I'm just gonna run my goddamn mouth.
He's saying one-liners. He's talking to himself. He's doing his taxes. He's reading.
He's laughing. He's doing a lot of oh yes, and you're just like, yes. Jesus Christ, man.
Which is too bad, because the actor has such great facials and presence. I feel like it was almost a waste to have him voice the snowman.
But yeah, I was kind of hoping they would just do, I don't know, just have his face come back out at some point. Like, just have him come out of the snowman body.
Yeah, something. Cause or maybe
he's evolving. He's learning how to make his, you know, his previous body. And
like a real clay face kind of thing.
Yeah, like a real Bobby Drake type thing, you know?
Yeah, there you go. Or, you know, Jack Frost or Marvel, you know.
Like, is this too close to Iceman? I don't know. You know, like, we got a lot of ice guys doing ice things here.
What were we thinking?
Who the fuck put Jack Frost on my desk? Why did I green light this? Do you know we got a guy called Iceman? God, we are losing control of this editorial department.
Stan, losing control. Stan, it's me again. We're going to go bankrupt possibly again. You got to sell off some properties, okay?
All right, so true believers, you got to say goodbye to Jack Frost.
He's not. Stan, don't say it ain't so.
And, you know, a little guy I like to call Jack Frost Jr.
Stan, you're killing the kids. They love the Frost of Jack.
They got to go. Also, Jackie Frost, the their favorite pet dog. He's going to.
So. Oh, Stan, you heartless bastard. What are you doing?
Is Marvel. We don't do pets.
And we're getting rid of the Fantastic Four. I'm sorry, everyone. It's just stupid idea.
First family no more. That'd be great. So Tommy's dead, and then Shannon Elizabeth's character, Jill or something,
she's Jill taking a real long tub when she asks a tub scrub when she got fucking company.
She just finds a tub. She's just like, hey, I'm in someone else's house. I'm going to bang in the sheriff's house. My brother just died. It's got my name on it. It's got my fucking name.
Martial law is taking over. I mean, it's really
just...
She
didn't even go to that, Kevin. They were in the bushes just like waiting for everyone to clear out of this fucking house. So... yeah, she goes into the tub, and you're like, oh, nudity. But no, we're just going to see her wash her neck and collarbone area a lot. Like, a lot. Where you're just like, just do it.
Well, I think her leg breaks the top of the water a bunch.
Yeah, like knees. Real knees.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's just like, Tommy, get that away from me. Because then the carrot just floats up and touches her leg. And you're like, oh, I get it. It's a penis now. And then she's like, why are you adding cold water? And then Jack just materializes around her and just starts slamming her head into the wall.
Was he taking advantage of her nudity?
I think, yeah, definitely.
Was that a snowman rapage?
No, because the carrot was still in the tub, so...
You don't think
I think the producers were taking advantage of having an attractive young girl for sure.
She signed up for it, and you use the term producers probably.
Okay, the director and writer took advantage.
The gaffer, sure. Just that he's the one man.
It's probably the worst death because you're just like they're not trying to show nudity.
But he hits her head against the back of the tile like about 29 times.
And then her body drops and she looks fine. And she's kind of looking at the camera. And then Jack says a one-liner and I don't even remember what he said. Oh, he says like, was it good for you or something?
So that's why I thought there was
rape. It probably was a snow rape. So.
Happens to the best of us.
And then she just like spits out blood. And I was like... yeah. Why are we still even looking at this? I got that she was, I guess, dead.
Dude, just be happy.
Like, why'd we wait so long?
Be happy it was red and not white.
Ugh, gross. Yeah. Jesus.
Think about it. I was waiting for it.
I did. It's not pleasant. So now we've killed this entire family. They had to come and sign up for the movie. And now Jack has got a...
Kiltacular.
Yeah, he's got to take on the church. So, you know, hero cop is just like, all right, we're gonna lure him in. We're going to lure him in and have him chase me. And then we're going to kill this guy. And so Jack comes just like giant snowballing into the church. Everyone's just like, fuck this. I don't know.
Yeah, they're like, do you hear that? What's that rumbling? And I was like, I don't know. Someone got like an old F-150 that needs a muffler out there.
They're like, we got like three of them, actually. Yeah, he just snowballs into the church. Everyone starts running. Doesn't matter. We're just going to follow the cop. He he runs out and then runs into what I can only assume is a bordello.
A bordello?
A bordello. Yeah, sorry.
Wait, is this before or after they shoot the water puddle? Because that made me laugh.
That's after the water. The water puddle was in the sheriff's office.
Oh, I laughed. I was like,
I forgot about that. Yeah, he shoots it. He's like, damn it. Conventional bullets don't work.
I was like, well, maybe if they were silver bullets, it would pierce the water.
Yeah. So he goes into basically a whorehouse. And you just hear a bunch of voiceovers of people not wanting the cop to come into their room. Because they're fucking...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was just like, why didn't Jack start here? Like, why wouldn't this be where he started?
It wasn't crazy obvious, because I was kind of like, what?
It wasn't, yeah, at first. But then by, like, the third one, I was like, oh.
Oh,
they fucking... for sex. Yeah, they're fucking... There's a lot, oh, they're fucking... There's a lot of people fucking here. Because he tries, like, nine doors.
It's a fuck house.
Yeah, this is a fuck house. This is a fuck house. And then the sheriff, he flees, he gets away, only to run right back to the church, which is next to the fuck house.
Seems about right.
Yeah, you know, catering to two different customers. It's a small town, you know? Where else are you going to put your fuck house? You know? Who's working the fuck house? I don't know. Who's visiting the fuck house? I don't know. There's only eight characters. He leads Jack all the way down to the furnace, and then they all have blow dryers attached to one extension cord, creating the biggest electrical fire the state has ever seen.
It was a trap.
Yeah, no, it was a trap. They lure him, they push him into the furnace somehow, and they're just like, we won, you know?
It's like, not yet, guys.
Not yet. We still got some time on this movie. The sheriff's just like... Honey, go home. I got her son. I'm a great dad. I'm going to put him in the car. You know, I'm going to put him in the car. He's going to sit there because I'm a great dad. I'm a great cop. I killed him again. And the sheriff and the scientists are there. And then Jack. And then they realize that, you know, water has three forms.
Yeah.
It could be a gas, liquid, or a solid. And so now Jack's a gas. And he kills the FBI agent, and then he awkwardly takes. I think they saw Men in Black, and they were like, "We can do that. We can do the weird bug suit thing with this guy." And so they do that. Jack apparently crams his body inside the scientist and walks out awkwardly.
I didn't get that at all.
Yeah, that's totally what it was.
But like, why did we do that? You think?
Because I think they saw Men in Black. They were like, we can do that.
Like, I would have been just like, yeah, yeah. But they didn't do it. And then, well, there's like this kind of cool prosthetic effect where his neck gets fat. And then he just throws up all this white, snowy, jizzy shit. And
like, yeah. I was like, is
that
the classic, him? Like, I have too much separation because I'm just like an aerosol can behind the head or something.
Oh, no. Yeah, they put the tube behind his mouth and they shoot it. They layer the shot. But no, I was like... Well. Why didn't they just have it water? He's been doing water the whole time. Like,
because I think they wanted to show him shooting white cum out of his mouth.
Whoa, dude.
They were like, we didn't do it for the woman, so now we're going to do it for this guy.
That's weird.
Because we were going to do it for her. But then someone was like, don't do that. And they were like, all right, fine.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I didn't like it either. I was just like, this is weird. Like, we're doing this a lot. But so Jack lives again. Can't keep a good Jack down. And so he goes after the kid, and the kid is in the car. And I was very confused by how the kid got the goo on Jack, but he gets the goo on Jack, and it eats Jack's face. It melts him a little bit, and it scares him away. And so he's just like, "Son, what was in that food you made me?" And he was like, "Antifreeze, Dad. Don't be mad." I was like, "Well, you tried to kill me.
Hey,
I saw you kill that kid earlier. I know you blamed it on. I know we said it was Jack, but I'm pretty sure it was you.
Ask forgiveness, not permission."
Yeah. So You're just like, they're like, okay, we got it. Antifreeze. So they're just like, all right. Hey. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the part with the whorehouse. My bad.
Yeah, because I thought he goes up on the top, second floor.
Okay, yeah. So they just lure him down the first time. Okay, so I forgot because he tells the constant salesman, he said, go put a bunch of antifreeze in your pickup truck with just a tarp. And somehow this hillbilly pool will stay intact for you to drive around.
Yeah, it worked.
And it worked. And so, yeah, so eventually he pushes Jack. They fall out of a window. He rides him down like a cowboy.
Well, they fight. Jack tries to icicle him. And he's just like, that's right, Jack. You fucked up. You got too close. And Jack's like, no, you played me. He's like, I played you. And he spears him through the fucking glass. And they splash in there. And he's beating the shit out of Jack in the back of the truck. Jack's like, God damn.
He's just punching the shit out of this stuff, making sure every bit of him dissolves. Like, he is just relentlessly punching him. And then his son's just like, what about this arm? And then the arm starts choking the kid. And I was just like, yeah, get him. Take him to hell with you, Jack.
It's kind of funny, when he did that. I was just like, yeah, kid, you should have stayed out of this fight. This ain't concerned you, nothing.
They dump the kid in the antifreeze as well. And I was like, that guy's got an open wound. He's dead. He's dead.
Chance. Real good chance.
Yeah. So they finally, they kill him, so they think, and then the cavalry shows up. There's a couple of cop cars coming their way, and the town is burying their deep, dark secret. They're pouring all the antifreeze back into the bottles and burying them, I guess, in the center of town, because they could see these cop cars coming towards them.
Cheese it, it's the fuzz.
Cheese it. Fucking, we murdered a snowman. They're never going to believe us.
Dude, who's taking the heat for the family's death, you know?
You know, I don't... Maybe they address that in the sequel, Kevin.
You know what you could do? You could just say, hey, we're all aware that the vehicle that had Jack Frost was out. He escaped, and he killed all these people.
Yeah.
The whole town's got to kind of swear, all 24 of them, that, you know, it wasn't a snowman. It was an asshole dude. Where's his body? We melted him down into fucking jizzy green water.
The governor fucking sentenced him to death. So we took care of it. Like, don't come to fucking Snowtown. Okay.
Oh, looks like we gotta order a Snowtown justice.
And they're just like, let it go. What happens in Snowtown stays in Snowtown.
They're like, no, really, we're all fucked up from that. We don't feel good. We
have drank so much antifreeze. We're not doing well. This man should be dead. He should be dead. His son also dead, but for other reasons, because of his suck factor. And that's it. It's just like, ooh, he's in these bottles. Will he be back in 2000? Maybe. with a budget? Possibly. So...
Yeah, because he is back, everyone. There's a sequel. He's icing and slicing. That's what it says on the front of the box.
Yeah, he's got an alien tongue thing going on. Like, they saw Alien 3 and were like, we could do that. It was just like, God damn it, these guys. So, and that is Jack Frost 1997.
Yeah, what did you think of this, Dustin? It's not really... It's kind of the cheeser. It's kind of the cheesy, slashy, direct-to-video, low to no budget. We don't really watch a lot of these.
No, and there's a reason. Because they're not very good. I don't, like, I know some people, they watch, like, cheesy B movies like this.
This is their shit, yeah.
Yeah, they have fun. And I'll admit, it was more entertaining than I thought it would be, but overall, like, I could definitely see them, you know, hiding the budget, you know, with their shots and everything. And not to say that they weren't bad. Like, again, it was impressive what they were able to do.
Most definitely.
But it was still just kind of like, if you've watched any degree of movies, you're gonna be like, oh, I see what they're kind of doing here. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and overall it was boring because the kills were just not very good.
Because that's really what the big thing of these style of movies are. It's a slasher movie. The gimmick is he's a snowman. Okay, LOL. I'm laughing already. And the the pun actions, the fun kills you could have with him being a snowman. And that's really kind of where the magic would lie, right?
Yeah.
In something like this. And it's tough when you are restricted. But like I said, I was impressed with a lot of the technical work. While there was some interesting camera shots, I found like it kind of being, there was a lot going on, but nothing really happening, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I know it's kind of par for course for these like serial slasher movies, but yeah, it's just hard because you are looking for that next thing. I mean, unless you're just like stoned and drunk out of your mind and you're like, you're just laughing at the whole premise of it all. But yeah, if you're watching it, you know, sober, you're going to be like, all right, well, you need kind of something, you know, maybe the pacing gets fixed. Maybe like I said, I like some of the performances a lot more than I thought I would. I was more surprised. And I like some of the core, you know, cinematography with the whole complete understanding of what they're working with. But
yeah,
it's really, really tough to pull this off without one of the two, either just phenomenal acting, very cool kills to at least cover it all. Cause that's what you'd watch it for. It was stupid. It was corny, but the kills were great, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's at one hand, it's like, I understand what it was up against, what it was trying to do and what it could do. You know, I understand that. So on that hand, I commend them. On the other hand, it's like, yeah, but you're still, you know, you're still in control of your own movie here. And it was, for the most part, bad. It wasn't good, you know? I mean, I know what it is, and I can understand, and I can say that it was good for that. But, like, right. If I were, like, comparing this to just cinema in general, I'd be like, it was not good, you know? So, it's hard to recommend unless you're just kind of, like, morbidly curious, like I kind of was.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's like a bad experience. I would definitely recommend watching with others. Like watching by yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, you get those kind of chuckles, but like I think if we had sat down and just watched it together, yeah, fun with friends for sure. But
it's that USA Up All Night type of movie. You're gonna watch it. Yeah. It's like Joe Bob Briggs would watch something like this. You'd watch it with your friends, you'd have a good laugh. There is an audience for films like this, so if that is your thing, you've probably already seen it a million times. You didn't need us to even bring it up. But yeah. We thought we would check it out to keep it up with our theme of just not trying to give you the same stuff all the time, just keep you jacked for the holidays. So
what Jack Frost movie will we do next, Kevin? Who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe if you follow us on social media at Us Versus Movies on Instagram or Twitter, you'll find out. Or you can listen to this podcast on YouTube. Because we put up the video about a week after the recording. So if you're listening on YouTube, you're like, oh, I'm a week behind. I should probably go to Buzzsprout, where they host this podcast, or my podcast provider of choice, and download Us Versus Movies. We thank you for listening. We hope you subscribe or tell a friend or just, you know, had fun with us. And we'll be back to keep you jacked. Right, Kevin? Take us away.
Get jacked!